You're listening to Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Now, you've seen the ads, the miracle cure that just melts away the pounds even as you keep eating your regular diet. Not much substance to the claims. But using techniques not unlike those in cancer therapy, researchers may be coming closer to that magic fat-melting pill. Writing in the journal Nature Medicine, they describe developing a molecule that, when injected into mice, causes what they call obesity reversal and metabolic normalization. What's that mean? How does it work? Joining me now is one of the co-authors of the report, Renata Pasqualini. She's a professor of medicine and cancer biology at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. She joins us from our lab there. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you, Ira. Glad to be talking to you.
This almost sounds like a homing device, a smart bomb that zooms right into the cancer cell area. Would that be right?
Well, this study actually derived from a long-standing project that we've been developing in the lab, which has to do with developing technologies to map addresses in blood vessels, mm-hmm. or what we like to call vascular zip codes. And by using a technique that's called in vivo phage display, we were able to come up with a directory of zip codes, which includes zip codes in the brain, in the kidney, in the lung. Later on, we found zip codes that are associated to angiogenesis in tumors.
Right.
And this last piece of work relates to a zip code that we found to be selectively present in the blood vessels nourishing obese tissue.
So when you have found the zip code for sending drugs to the blood vessels of fat tissues. Would that
Precisely.
Be correct? So you can then destroy the blood vessels that feed the fat?
Yes. So once you have a selective tool to deliver something to the tissue one desires to target, we have devised a drug, if you want to call it that way, a targeted therapy that has actually two domains. One domain is the homing domain that once injected in the circulation would find its way to the blood vessels that express the zip code. The other domain is also a peptide-based entity that once internalized into cells leads those cells to undergo programmed cell death or to commit suicide. Therefore, this is a broad sort of modular strategy for targeted tissue ablation.
Mm-hmm. And you of course, only have done this in laboratory animals, right?
Yes. The study was carried out in mice, both the screening for the zip code and the therapy against obesity.
Mm-hmm. And how well did it work?
It was actually surprisingly effective. Mikhail Kolonin, a postdoctoral from Siberia who joined us 5 years ago, was the one who devised a very clever way to select from a large collection of peptides injected in the circulation, one that has the capability to localize to the blood vessels of fat very, very specifically. So what we did was to take mice and place them on what we call a cafeteria diet, or a diet that's very high in fat.
That'll get you fat, a cafeteria diet.
Absolutely. So the animals placed on this diet for about 6 months nearly double their size. They get very heavy. A normal mouse weighs about 30 grams, and these mice, after 6 months, reached about 50 to 60 grams. And then we divided them in different groups, and the group that received the targeted ablation therapy, which is directed to the blood vessels nourishing fat cells, reverted to their normal weight in a matter of 4 weeks.
4 weeks?
Yes.
So they lost, what, 30% of their weight?
Yes, approximately that.
1-800-989-8255, because everybody wants to lose 30% of their weight in 4 weeks. Wow. I mean, were there any ill side effects that this caused to the mice?
Well, we were obviously very careful in completing the study in the sense that not only we evaluated the therapeutic effects and the capability of this compound to ablate fat, but we also collaborated with researchers at Baylor School of Medicine, Dr. Larry Chan, who is an expert in metabolism, in order to make sure that the mechanism we were proposing for the weight loss was really accurate, which is basically starvation of fat cells by targeted destruction of the blood vessels that support them. And what the researchers in Dr. Chan's lab were able to discover together with Dr. Kolonin was that in addition to the fat ablation, the metabolic profile of the mice was extremely close to normal. So although they were still on a high-fat diet, their metabolic profile was that of a fit mouse. And there was actually a very interesting part of the study because, as we know, many drugs that lead to a decrease in the fat mass lead to unfortunate side effects such as accumulation of fat in other tissues or the release of lipids in the circulation, which then cause toxicities.
Huh. So, but don't we? Isn't there a fear you could have taken too much fat away? Don't we need some amount of fat?
Yes, that's a very valid point. The one aspect that had to be checked within the selection process per se, before we even did the therapy, was to make sure that this zip code was not present in brown fat. As you know, there are two types of fat, brown fat and white fat. Brown fat develops to support the organs, the hands, the feet, and that's the kind of fat that one does not want to ablate at all. Mm-hmm. White fat, on the other hand, if ablated slowly, can just revert the body mass to a normal level.
Mm-hmm. And so you just attack that one kind of fat then.
Exactly.
1-800-989-8255. Let's take a phone call or so. Ryan, who's on the road in Ohio. Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, Ira. I appreciate you taking my call.
Now I know where Charles Kuralt went. He's on the road with you.
Yeah, I wish. I'd like the company. But I was curious. I know you had just addressed the brown fat versus white fat. I'm not a doctor, and I don't know a lot. But I've heard that fat is very important in the nourishment and development of the neurological system, and I was wondering if you had found in your tests if there was any negative neurological effects to the mice or the rats that you're testing this on.
Good question. Dr. Pasqualini?
Very good question indeed. The studies we performed, as I said, involved monitoring the mice for side effects that can be evaluated within the constraints of an animal model. So we looked very careful for the presence of the adipose tissue zip code in other tissues, including the brain or including other tissues that also have a certain amount of fat within them, and we didn't find it. And then we looked for side effects that would be related to plain toxicity or destruction of normal tissues as opposed to fat tissue, which, if destroyed to a certain level, would not lead to toxicities. And again, within the constraints of the animal models that we use, we did not observe toxicity.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Okay, thanks, Ryan.
All right.
Good
Thank
luck.
You.
Drive safe.
All right.
1-800-989-8255. But what? Okay, so you shrunk the fat in the mice. Where did the fat go? I mean, is it floating around in the bloodstream now, sticking to the arteries?
There was a point that was also investigated very carefully, as we expected. If there were to be an untoward effect of this therapy, it would be accumulation of the fat somewhere else, namely the liver and the muscle, a phenomenon that's known as steatosis. And when we investigated that particular aspect, we actually saw that we reverted steatosis or accumulation of fat in the liver and the muscle, which led to the working hypothesis that seems to be correct, that what we're doing is leading to the slow release of lipids through the circulation. These lipids get broken down and metabolized without, again, any untoward effects.
Could you be, I mean, if people exercise and eat right and they lose weight, could you be mimicking what the body does to a person who does those things and loses fat naturally?
I don't think we would be mimicking the benefits of exercise fully. I think if you think about this therapy, if it ever becomes a drug, at this point it's a reagent that we created and which validates the zip code system as a tool to do targeted tissue ablation. If you think about this in the context of a drug that would be used in humans, I think it would simply be a system to bring people towards a better equilibrium in terms of controlling narrow weight. The need for exercise, of course, has benefits that are not associated to the body mass anyway.
Are you saying you're not interested in developing this as a drug?
We're very interested in developing this as a drug. However, we're being very cautious. Cautiously optimistic is what we've been saying, because as the study has been done in mice, and we're not able to access fully what would be the properties of this drug in other species yet, we're gearing towards that direction as a step, as a stepping stone for clinical development.
I would have think you didn't want to answer your phone anymore. It must be ringing off the hook so much.
We've got a lot of interest in this particular study, and I have to say I was very surprised. We have published extensively on the zip code system and other addresses that we found in other tissues. We have published in the destruction of tumors using this approach, exactly the same warhead, the proapoptotic peptide. But the fact that now we somehow were able to do targeted ablation of a tissue such as a fat just created a great deal of interest.
Why do you think you have more success, and maybe you haven't, and maybe this is to be published, but I'm assuming you're having more success with the fat tissues than you're having with the tumors?
It looks as such, indeed. And I think if you look at the researcher, Dr. Judah Folkman, professor at Harvard, who actually conceived the idea that the same concept established for tumors, which is tumors require a blood supply, otherwise they will starve and die. Dr. Folkman was the first one to propose that in obese tissue, there's such a great deal of remodeling, because that tissue is expanding and shrinking very, very often, which doesn't happen with nearly any other tissue in the body. So Dr. Folkman proposed that it's very likely that there's a great deal of vasculature that's necessary to support of a fat. In addition, it's very likely that that vasculature would be highly specialized and molecularly diverse from other vascular beds in the body. So I believe that the reason why this therapy was more effective is really fat is a normal tissue which requires supply and undergoes a great deal of remodeling.
1-800-989-8255. What happens if you stop taking, so to speak, this drug for the mice? Do the mice keep losing weight?
No. We actually have done this experiment in a systematic manner, and what Dr. Colani observed is if you stop the treatment, the mice gain weight back, provided that they're still in the high-fat diet.
Oh, so they have to... Did you give normal mice the drug who were not fat?
We did. We did. And we don't observe a great deal of effect.
Is there a possibility for other drugs? We talked about the fat here, and we talked about cancer tumors. What other ways could this really interesting zip code targeting idea work? Where else might it be useful?
Well, as I said, we developed this interesting compound which allows you to do targeted tissue ablation, and the drug is almost modular, if you want to call it this way, because you can just deliver it selectively to wherever you want, and then you would get targeted tissue ablation by killing or inducing apoptosis of the cells that express the zip code. So you would think about this therapy, and provided that you have an appropriate zip code which is selectively present, this therapy would lend itself as a tool to ablate any undesirable tissue. The first ones that come to mind are obviously cancer and obesity, but we could expand that to arteriosclerosis and other diseases in which this situation arises.
Talking with Renata Pasqualini this hour on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News, and talking about mice tests. So when might we see the first human trials of this?
Well, as I said, there's a great deal of studies that have to be performed. Our first step towards developing this therapy is to evaluate its properties in other species, expanding the study which was done in mice. So we have established collaborations with people that study obesity and diabetes in baboons, non-human primates. Mm-hmm. And baboons, if they're kept in captivity, they actually become very heavy, just based on the fact that they are fed whatever they want. They don't need to fetch food or hunt for food, so they become obese, and the patterns of fat accumulation are actually very, very similar to what you observe in humans, especially females. Therefore, our next step would be to perform a trial in baboons, which will really bring a lot of information as to the efficacy and possible toxicities of this therapy.
Mm-hmm. And so once again, this selectively attacks the blood vessels and starves the cells.
Yes.
And that's how the fat cells die.
Exactly.
Are there other, now let me just think for a second here out loud. Are there other diseases that you want to kill just the blood vessels, perhaps an eye disease where they're overrunning the cornea or the retina or something like that? Would it be useful in something like that?
Precisely, provided that you could find a zip code that's selectively present, for example, during conditions such as macular degeneration or any disease with a vascular component that possesses a molecular signature, this therapy would be applicable.
So that's really one of the keys here, is finding all of these zip codes to send the targets, to act as targets where you'd send the drug to.
Yes, yes. And this is why we are excited about the technology that we use to discover the zip codes, because the way the selection takes place is you inject a library of peptides, which covers an enormous amount of diversity in terms of shapes, and you allow this library to distribute in the tissue from the circulation, and then you're able to recover the peptides that eventually selectively localize to specific vascular beds. So your screening is per se a distribution study, a stability study, and what you end up in at the end of the day are peptides that from the circulation have the ability to selectively home to specific tissues, as perhaps mimicking what cells do when they need to home somewhere, or proteins
right.
do when they need to traffic throughout the vascular system.
Do you have any other potential candidates on the horizon?
Yes, we are actually closer to developing two drugs which are based in the same concept, but are directed against cancer metastatic to the bone marrow. Those drugs are guided by zip codes that are highly expressed within tumors that metastasize to bone. And there are two prototypes that are now in the process of being developed and will hopefully reach patients in a phase one trial next year.
Well, congratulations to you and good luck to you, and we'll stay in touch.
Thank you for having me, Ira.
Good luck. Dr.
Goodbye.
Renata Pasqualini, Professor of Medicine and Cancer Biology at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, looking for answers to a 250-million-year-old extinction. Have we found a giant crater that might explain that extinction? Stay with us.